We are talking about racism in the game, and in particular being directed at Lionesses players. And the England defender, Jess Carter, has said she's going to take a step back from social media after experiencing racial abuse during this tournament. In a statement, the Lionesses also said they would now stop taking the knee before matches, saying that football needed to find another way to tackle racism. Stephanie Hilborn is the CEO of Women in Sport. Morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
The frustrating thing here is the way that the Lionesses individuals themselves are all talking about tackling racism, but it's the racists themselves that need to stop, that need to be held accountable, and the social media companies, I guess, for providing that platform.
It definitely isn't up to them. And obviously, we stand with Jess and all the black women in football and across sport, and it is not their responsibility. It's our responsibility as a society as a whole. Yes, the social media platforms have not done enough on this or on misogyny. We have got an Online Harms Act. We need to make sure it is properly implemented, because I don't think realistically some of the people running those social media companies are the people who are going to get that action right. But we can in the UK make a change. We need to make sure that's implemented really strongly and as quickly as possible, because in the end, everyone has a right to joy, the right to feeling they belong, and it just makes you so angry, doesn't it?
It really does. They haven't named any particular social media platforms, so we won't do so. But I do have a question about how, in this day and age, when we know the tech can be so sophisticated, you can do almost anything with AI, that they can't identify the perpetrators of these kinds of comments and slap them down immediately. I don't understand it. Am I missing something?
Well, absolutely. I don't think you're missing anything. I think the will just hasn't been there, has it, to really take a strong line in terms of some of this. And actually, it's not just, you know, I mean, this is massive, the social media issue, but it's beyond that, isn't it? It's the whole culture of sport and the whole way we don't make it a good place for black people as a whole, and black girls and women in particular. The history of football has not been great in terms of excluding women. And you know, it is really got a bad history in terms of racism. I know a lot of people have been addressing that. But we've been doing a big piece at Women in Sport, a major research piece looking at black teenage girls' experiences of sport. And that's been an eye-opener, certainly for the white people involved like me, in terms of just the, first of all, the depth of love that black girls start with in sport. 60% of black girls dream of reaching the top in sport. And that compares to 33% of white British girls. So the dream is huge, but the experience, the actual activity levels are the lowest amongst black girls. So 37% meet the recommended guidelines for activity compared to 46% of white girls or 50% of black boys. So we've got a massive issue, and our research was looking at what's going
happening
on
at that age then. What have you come up with?
Well, the first part of the research, which was led by black women, was looking at the wider lives of the black girls and the pressures they're under to succeed academically, the pressures they're under to actually look after younger siblings and a number of other aspects. The bit that came out of that was how 85% of those girls are seeing sport as an absolutely vital way to feel free and joyful. But when they come into an interface with sport, at even the grassroots level, what black girls are finding is a very rigid culture, a very limited and inflexible culture. If they find the opportunities, then they might have to sign up for multiple spots. If they're late, they might be thrown out. There's this very sort of controlling and rigid culture. They're also facing, obviously, perhaps being the only black girl, the minoritization of that, the stereotyping that comes with it in terms of, you know, the way we adultify, adultification, we're treating black girls as adults in a way that we might not a comparable age white girl, and typecasting as well. You know, you're Jamaican, you're going to be fast, do this, have this role, do this sport, which is very limiting. And also there are just too few single sex opportunities and environment. There's too few female coaches, there's too few black women coaching. And so, you know, that doesn't make you as a black girl feel at home or like you belong. And while you're looking for that release from the everyday pressures of your life, you're actually finding a very a less comfortable environment in the very place you're looking.
Yeah, these are systemic issues, which as you really highlighted, and that's incredibly valuable and certainly need to be addressed. In terms of in the short term, supporting women like Jess Carter, who are in the game. Lauren James mentioned to me when I spoke to her before the Euro started, and she was just kind of shrugged her shoulders, like the abuse she gets is almost just, yeah, it's almost a way of life. How can you support them?
I mean, it's very difficult, isn't it, to answer that question. I hope they know that they have the backing of the vast majority of people in this country. They are trailblazers. They've shown their brilliance. We are cheering them on. That doesn't take away the hideousness of you know, those the people who are sending this abuse. We need the system to, you know, particularly the legislation, the regulation, to regulate that social media environment. And we obviously need to change our culture. We need to be less strong anti-racism and anti-misogyny policies, every organisation, so that there's more awareness amongst everyone, those of us who are not affected, as well as those who are, to understand the depths of this issue and to know how we can help make a difference.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Stephanie Hilburn, who is the CEO of Women in Sport. It's 8:20.